Start recording board 332. Stop. 332 again. Stop. Pointed at 332 again. .332 mainly, with .333 and .329 responding on the sides. Stop. .332 again. Stop. 332 again. 332 kind of weak. 332. Stop. Still recording it. 826 now. The decoys are getting excited, and I think there's some wild type 2 cross build around here somewhere. Pointed at 333, that was him. 333. .333. Wild bird in the distance. .333. .333. Stop. I'm at .332 now. He's giving that alternate call. Nothing. Stop. Start. It's been about 10 minutes since that wild bird was heard, and there's been no sign of it. And the decoys and other captives have quieted down now. Stop. For recording, there are some wild birds coming in. That's 332 giving a strange call. A pair, two pairs, four birds. Together. And now there are four birds here near the trap site. And that was 332 giving that unusual long duration call. We've got 333 for testing. 333. 332 responding. .333. 3:32 for test. 3:32. Some of the wild birds are coming down here near 3:32. There's a wild male sitting right here on the ground next to 3:32 with a female right behind. And those females flying over here near 3:31. Stop. So recording, those wild ones were coming over here where I was doing my testing, and instead of going over to the net, but one of them went to the net. One male is caught in the net, and the others are hanging around the net side over there. Stop. Recording. Only one of the birds from that flock was caught. Oh no, there's another one here. Two of them took off. Stop. So recording, it's 9:47 now. And about 15 minutes ago, a group of four Type 2 crossbills arrived on the scene. I didn't tape record or do anything because I was skinning birds. And two of were caught, a male-female pair, and they appeared to be associated together. And the other pair, I think, was a male and female, and that pair took off. Stop. Start recording. It's 10:20 now, and it's getting windy and cloudy, and it looks like there's a storm heading this way. And a flock of five crossbills just arrived on the scene, and they're perched in the tree above the net. Stop. So recording, this is bird 229 responding to the wild birds. Nothing. Stop. Pointing at 229. I mean 329. Nothing. Wild birds in the background. 329. And now one of the wild birds has been captured and is hanging there in the net. Four of the five wild ones are males. I don't know about the fifth one. Stop. Because all the birds in the flock of five are males. Stop. Flying over. Wild bird. And the birds, some of the wild ones came right here and wanted to perch on the microphone. Now there are some wild ones right here, next to the car. This is a light-colored red male. There, right-crossing bill. Wild ones are perched here above the truck in a Ponderosa pine box, about 20 feet up. And they're all together. Here's a bike ball. Occasionally one will come down and want to perch on the birds right here. It's a recording. About at least two or three of the birds just took off. I don't know if the whole group took off. There may still be some wild ones free flying around here. Stop. Start recording. The rest of the flock took off. And one of the five was captured. It's a red male. And I put it in the cage with bird 298 for temporary. Stop. So recording. It's 10:45 now, and just heard some wild crossbills fly over, and I'm trying to test bird 229 here, who did give a few flight calls. 229.
Number 329. Nothing. Stop.
This is bird 329. Some other birds in the background here. Stop. Recording 329 again.
With a lot of the other captives responding here. That was 329. Stop.
Start recording. It's 2:43 p.m. and drizzling rain, and I'm going to be testing some of the birds. Here's bird 328. Stop.
Start recording 328. Nothing. Stop.
Start recording the bird 332, kind of weak. Stop. Start recording. This is bird 327.
While flopping feathers.
Bird 332 responding with flight calls. Stop. Here's 332 again, giving weak flight calls. 332. 332. This is bird 332. With 327 responding. 327. 332. 332. 327. 327 weak. Back to 332. 332.